late in this parak. So why already? So we talk like a stam mishnah. The Gemara says, "Yom hichlas of the kuli pirkei blu yom hichlas of kibyos v'mishulur." Just on selach l'hot like the whole parak. And he didn't say kibyos like v'mishulur. I mean, I would have thought to say, "Av kibyos v'mishulur koy is only going there." That's one mishnah. Or my the kuli pirkei. What does he mean to say the whole parak? Kibyos tati yom. He says two halachas over there. Or plukta the brayse of plukta. Maybe a plukta in the brayse of takis. A plukta, and therefore we do not pass like our mishnah like a shulman gamliyali. Therefore, our shmini and Dr. Ralph teaches us no halachic Rabbi Yosi that I'm shulim stamazay. La shmini to teach us now he had Rabbi Shimon gamliyali koi that when Rav says halachic clear pirk is going on our mishnah over here, and he keeps to teach us o plukta the brayse la plukta. It says the brayse not called the plukta. The other one says my brayse. Where is this brayse? The time is one like this. That's nursing off a guy. So the next kitak is a b'chol misafik. The reason is why is the b'chol misafik? The v'nei shem ramachemis, shem rachemis, shes rachmonis, alpha p, sheni letters, even though it's not her own kid, maybe she went to nurse somebody else's kid. So if you see the mandiyam rachas and our mishnah of shimon amiel. It's b'cheskosu. If you see a nursing, it's zikha her kid, and therefore the bo'achov is vabei not a b'chol. V'chein hoyo shimon yom lo'aymer that hanich nas l'toich edver b'lad going to your flock of sheep at night. For lo, you see kesek chomesh asoro like 10, like 15 mafkiros, v'sheinu mafkiros, so yoldois. Is Lamacher Hishkim Motzah Tchorim Tluyim? You find it giving birth now. So Lamacher, the next morning you wake up, a Motzah you find Tchorim Tluyis, Vishenim Avkiris, or the cave was Tlisim Avkiris. You find that the older ones have the Tchorim, the kids next to them, and the younger ones are giving birth the first time they have girls next to them, the caveis. Alachuris Eino Chesheshis. That's a shem like a soul. It says, not misnom. You only have to be afraid. Maybe this one's taken from the other one. Rather, the ones that we see are their kids. And therefore, since here the younger ones have only nikavis, have only females next to them. So we said there's no din of a bechor here. Because the younger ones gave birth the first time to nikavis. And the tchorim here, they gave birth to the older ones. So therefore, they're not bechorim. So you see clearly in the Brice here, it is a machlokes. So, Kofon, that's what Rav is teaching us, that even though in the Braisa, the Mechulik, and Shimon Gamliel, the Braisa is like Chashiv, and the Loch is like the Mishnah, because Shimon Gamliel are now a Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Chav Dalla Omer Aleph, again, the top of the Gemara. We did last time, just putting a little bit more on the top of the Gemara. Around 8 lines down, we'll start again the Gemara about my Braisa, on 8 lines down, we'll start. The time is going like this. Halakeach behemah manikam nevichovim. If you buy a behemah that's nursing, or for goy, sa'abu achra, the next kid, is b'chor misafik. If the next kid, it's a safik, maybe that's really the first kid the mother's having. I, the mother, was nursing before. We have to be afraid, mifnei shemaran chemis. It's possible to say, the maybe she has rachmonis, alpha pi sheni yoledis. Even though she didn't give birth yet, it's possible to say the mother has rachmonis, this male, the female, and she wants to nurse another baby, not somebody else's kid. And yet, it's also the miyat of the behemoth that have milk, even though they didn't give birth yet. So you see, the Tanakam, the Bryce, is choshesh, then maybe the kid, the next one, will still be a bechor. However, Shimon Gamliel, he also says, no, he's clearly, dova bechet kosoi. No, it's bechet kosoi. You see, this cow nursing now, for sure, it's it. This baby is its kid, and therefore the next one is not a bechor. V'chein, the same thing, hoyer Shimon Gamliel, no. That hanich nafatech edver, somebody goes into his own flock of sheep. Balayla at night time, Veron he sees kestek chomish asar, he sees like 10 or 15. Mavkiris, a shayna mavkiris. He sees older ones and younger ones and older ones. Yoldois, that they're giving birth. Lamocha the next day, Hishkim wakes up, Amotzah tchorim tluyis b'shayna mavkiris. He sees the tchorim are by the older ones, not the younger ones. Unikavis and the nikavis, they're hanging around the younger mothers. You have to see like the mothers just gave birth to the Nekavis. So that's the cloud, that's the halachon. Ain't a chosh, you don't have to be afraid that Shema b'noshel zu bolu yitzazu, to say maybe the older ones took the younger ones, and to say maybe the upper chorim, but no. you find the schorim by the older ones. The pshat is the older ones now gave birth to schorim, and they already gave birth once, and they're not a bechor. And the younger ones, they gave birth the first time now, since they have nekevus around them, so yes, they gave birth to nekevus, and therefore there's no bechor. That's of Shimon Gamliel's svara that you go dover a bosta chavkosai, and you don't have to be choshish for the meat. That's what Rav meant to tell us. We attack a pasuk like our mishnah like of Shimon Gamliel, even though in the bright there's a machloekes. The vice says we don't hold from our brisa, from this brisa. Now the Gemara says, Yibolo, I have a question like this. Yeah. Yibolo Yehu. Dover b'cheskosa, the cover of Shimon Gamliel, that's what he says, you leave it b'cheskosoi, t'yeinu merachemes, to say what? That the mother does not have rachmonis, like if it wouldn't be its own kid, it would not nurse somebody else's kid. Elim kein yoledis. Only if it gave birth to its own kid, does it nurse. Yeah. Ho heicho di oilet, but let's say what's going to be if the mother gave birth. Maybe then chashin l'ruchumei. Maybe then the mother gave birth and true, she nurses her own kid. But the question is, do we say sometimes she has rachmanis and she'll nurse another kid also? Is heichad yilad chashin l'ruchumei oiduma? No. Di do merachma. Even though she gave birth and she's nursing, but she'll only nurse her own kid. So loy di do, if it's not her own kid, loy merachma, she doesn't have rachmanis, and she won't nurse. Says the shiloh. What does Shimon Gamliel mean to say? Like even in the case where she's nursing her own kid, so he has to be afraid, maybe she'll nurse somebody else's kid also. So Mer says, L'may nafkumin mobi nafkumino, L'milko olo mishumaisev yespanoi. Would you get malchus mishumaisev yespanoi? It means you see a mother nursing a kid, and then you go and shech the mother, and you shech the kid the same day, would you get malchus? So it's like, is it a vada yisoisev yespanoi here? Iyam, if you're going to tell me, dido merachma, dolo dido loy merachma, that she only nurses her own kid. Now, even though she's nursing her own kid, she would not have rachmanis on another kid and nurse another kid. She says, so then, if you see the mother nursing a kid, for sure it's her own kid, and therefore, lucky, you'll even get malchus. If you shech the mother, and then you shech this kid the same day, you get malchus. It's like a vadai, it's oisav yespenai. But for Yam, if you're going to tell me, the lady do nami merachma, sometimes she has rachmanis on another kid also, if so, then loy lucky, then you won't get malchus. It's not a vadai, oisav yespenai. Maybe it's the mother and a different kid, so you won't get malchus, it'll be a suffix. So that's the Shalomai, what's the locha? So verse Toshma coming here. It says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Halakeich, Beimimino Vikachovim, if a Jew buys a cow off a guy, so Eino Chashesh, you don't have to be afraid, Shema Benoa Shalacher Asoya, that maybe this kid is somebody else's kid. Yeah. And rather we say what? That for sure this one gave birth already. And when it has a kid by you, there's no din b'chor. So Mor says, Mi katoni do we learn? Mi katoni hu hoya? Hoya katoni. Do we sneak, does it say who? Hoya katoni. Hoka kalizma means to say, that eina choysha shema b'no shalacheris, elim kem hoya loy vlad mikora. Maybe that's all the Bryson meant to say. Shumala says, like, you know for sure she gave birth to this mother. Because if she didn't give birth, she would not nurse a different kid. But maybe if she gave birth and she was nursing her own kid, maybe she would also nurse another kid. So that if you see the mother nursing a kid, it's not to be cheshed maybe still, it's not her own kid. So here again, you wouldn't have any braisa. The Rashi says, Nika Toni and Cheshishin, Shema Benosh Lacherasu, does it say like not to be afraid maybe somebody else's kid? Hoyika Toni, Rashi says, this is what I mean to say. Like the Manashok, all he meant to say is that for sure the next kid you have from this mother is not a bechor. The encheshe was not afraid. Maybe she rachman another kid. Only she has her own kid. But once she has her own kid, you have to be afraid. Maybe she would nurse another kid also. So you don't have a proof. Smitz of Toshma coming here. It says nichnas bechet. Somebody goes into a flock of sheep. Ruani sees as a mafkirus, he sees the older ones, the younger ones, manikas, are nursing. The Shane mafkirus, the older ones, also manikas, they're also nursing. So it says, and we have before, that ain't chesha shesh, don't to be afraid, shema b'no shal zu bolu yetzo zu, or shema b'no zu bolu yetzo zu. You don't have to be afraid, like one cow is nursing its other's baby, but for sure the one is nursing its own kid. So therefore, by the younger ones, they're b'chorim, and by the older ones, they're not. And the question is why? Am I? Why? Lechesh, let's be afraid. Duma ruchumi rochim. That maybe she'll have rachmonis and nurse somebody else's kid. So maybe they didn't make an exchange. So maybe the younger ones now are nursing the older ones' babies that are not the chorim. And the older ones are nursing the younger ones that are the chorim. So who you see, they did not nurse somebody else's kid. So Gemara says, no, it could be the mokem dido, leshofka dido, umarachim, the lady do. That's for sure, if her own kid is there, like here we're talking about both cows, like the young and old are both nursing one next to another. So when the mother sees her own kid, for sure, she'll only nurse her own kid. Our Shailu is when she's only nursing one. So maybe right now, since her own kid is not here, she will nurse a different kid. But this man, her own kid is in front of her, that's for sure, she would not leave her kid to nurse a different kid. But you have no proof again, but she nursed somebody else's or not. So Tashma, come in here, it says, Dover b'ches kosoi. Again, we have a Korkonish, everything b'ches kosoi. So my love doesn't mean to say ratio, do me the safer, the ratio is like the safer. That not safer, divada dido, she's vadi nursing her own kid and not somebody else's. So maybe after ratio is also vadi dido, she's vadi nursing her own kid and not somebody else's. So see clearly, she would not nurse somebody else's. The Gemara says, no, me the ear is one talking like the other. Hokadis, each one's talking about its own case. So you have no raya. It is so my v'chein, what's lush in the brayso of v'chein also? Aptura the b'chera, all they meant to say is that you put them in a b'chera. But maybe it's possible that the mother should be nursing another kid. So maybe if I say yes to no, you won't get malchus. So you have no proof. Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Roa Chazir, Shekora Chacha Rochel, if you see a chazir, a pig, running after a rochel, after a lamb, p'turim in a b'chera. V'yosa b'achila, that the rochel for sure has put them in a b'chera, because she already gave birth, but also you're not allowed to eat this chazir. We do not say that this chazir came out of the rochel, even though the chazir is like nursing, like running after the rochel. Ad yove v'yorit tzedek lechem, until like a Mashiach will come and tell us clearly that this chazir came out of the rochel, then you'll be able to eat this chazir like we had before, that a yaitse min ha-torah is tor. It's mostly like this. Pot min ha-b'chayra, why kemanker Shem Gamliel? This time here she's nursing it. So like a Shem Gamliel that she wouldn't nurse unless she gave birth already. So therefore we say for sure, you pot min ha-b'chayra. But the yosef b'chila k'rabonin, of course, all the b'chila k'rabonin, she did the word that maybe she would be nursing somebody else's kid. So therefore, it's not vadi, it's her own kid. So therefore, it's also tidit. So we're like, it's a kasha. Mashav osav achilik rabbonin, tichashim l'ruchumei. Because vikor shum gamliel, have a tomer itzim in a tor, or mutav achilo. Kodem shum gamliel, should it even be mutav achilo then? So that's one question. Of course, it's a theory. How the one goes to shum gamliel, one goes to rabbonin. So, secondly, ik rabbonin, and it goes like rabbonin, mayad yoviv yoretzedik lechem, what's the same thing like the Mashiach comes, until you know about it, like going to Rabban, it's possible to say. So, but she says, "My yovev yorei kivu the karabon is relay." Tichashinu were afraid the rechumei that maybe she does nurse a different one. My yovev yorei gilu. What do you mean until Mashiach comes? Like gilu milso. It's a gilu milso. Let's find out. She agadon will tell us. In benoim lav. V'oru l'shayet l'nemir l'vadovra halacha d'var halacha yiratzamitzias do. Yeah. So most of the chitim may be misafkled. The pshat he had a suffix. He alach der shimon gamliel that for sure she would not nurse somebody else's kid. Or he kerabonin maybe she would. So most says he misafkled. It's a suffix him that I might throw min abechera. Why you put him min abechera? Like maybe it's not her own kid. So min a suffix she should be chayiv in bechera also. The sue secondly misafkled the suffix over here. Bama rabba rabba konim rabbi yechanon. That kolmakim shishon or shimon gamliel. Mishnah says whenever shimon gamliel says alach in the mishnah, alach gemais you always pasken like him. Chus only the excluding is Zafkin Erev, Alokin Erev, Vitzidoin, Varayach Reina, the second Raya, Machlaz is above Vasra, only these three places we don't pass like Roshim Gamliel. But every other place we do pass like him. So we pass like Roshim Gamliel. So what's the true Lierlim really pshit the lay halok of Roshim Gamliel? That Avadish, you would not nurse somebody else's kid, so for sure this was her own kid. So that's why you put them in Abkhari because she gave birth already. Then the question is, why is it also Bachila then? Miu mesafkele, Yisora Shem Gamliel Yoledes Meramechemes, Oyena Meramechemes. That's the pshat. Even according to Shem Gamliel, you only have a proof for sure that she already gave birth. But even though that's why she would nurse, but it's not 100% that this is her kid. Maybe once she's nursing her own kid, she'll have rachmanis on another kid and nurse another kid also. So that's why she's nursing this chazir. But it's not 100% that this chazir is her kid. So that's why it's also bachila. But in the chanami, she for sure was put them in al chayra, because for sure as a shibin aliyo, she would not nurse unless she had a kid. That's his sophic, like our sophic before, according to Shimon Leo, would the mother nurse another kid also or not? That's his sophic. But in Rehochi, so, Adi Yashmin and Chazir, what do you have to say the case of a Chazir? The Shemin and Tler, they have pushed the case of a Tler, a kid. Or the Nuki Yelem Shemaisi Vesmer, now Kamina would be, whether it's Nisraisi Vespinoy or not. Samura says, yes, Chazir Ritzachle. The Yashmin and Tler, just by a kid, have a Mino, in Tim Tulay, with the Sophia letters from Ramachemis. Chemis. If you want to say that once she gives birth, she has rachmanis on she nurses another kid also, maybe only dimino, she'll only nurse another kid like her kid. But the loy mino loy, but a chazi or a different min, that for sure not. She only nurse the chazi, but it's her own kid. So Ashmina, that's the chiddush over here, no, that chazir. That's the chiddush over here. Still, you have a suffix, even though you see this Torah like nursing a chazir, still it's a suffix. That maybe it's not her kid. It's possible to say that once she gives birth to her own kid, maybe she'll go and nurse another min altogether. That's all part of the suffix. That's the chiddush where it says the chazir. And behind the Yom Rav Yechonon, that boy achoy, that